presidential primary election. Los Angeles were upset in comeback victories in the election of yesterday. Senator Kennedy, who outpolled Senator Eugene McCarthy in the county, was cut down by the bullets at the Ambassador Hotel seconds after he claimed victory at a rally at the embassy room at the Ambassador. Meantime, the ballot counting was all bogged down here in Los Angeles early today, with little more than half of the returns from the county's 6,955 precincts being tabulated by this morning at 6 o'clock. More than 2.5 million persons cast their ballots yesterday. It was a record turnout on new voting machines used for the first time all throughout the county. A massive snafu in transporting the computer card ballots from 93 collection points to two IBM tabulating centers threw a big hitch in hopes for early reports on the voting. With more than half the precincts tallied, however, the Kennedy delegation appeared well ahead of both the McCarthy delegation and the uncommitted slate headed by State Attorney General Thomas Lynch. But, of course, the biggest surprise of all was in that race for the GOP nomination to the U.S. Senate, where it looks like Senator Thomas Kuchel, a veteran of 16 years in Washington, has been upset by Dr. Max Rafferty, the state school superintendent, who now it looks like will face Alan Cranston, who won the Democratic nomination. For more on the return story, at 3 minutes before 8, here is KHJ's Jim Lawrence.
Thank you, J. Paul. Keeping you up to date now on the other races, as J. Paul just told you, of course, it was Robert Kennedy winning the Democratic presidential preference, Governor Reagan unopposed on the Republican side, Rafferty over Kuchel and Cranston over his Democratic opponent. Moving on to the local races now, District Attorney Younger handily winning re-election over Peace and Freedom Party candidate Michael Hannon, the former Los Angeles policeman. In the supervisorial districts of Los Angeles County, three offices up in this election, all three incumbents are winning. Zorn in the 5th District, Chase in the 4th, and in the 2nd, despite the hotly contested race, it appears that incumbent Kenneth Hahn is leading challenger, City Councilman Billy Mills, by a ratio of about 2-1. These figures are, of course, incomplete. There will be more votes coming in later. But as it stands now, Hahn, Chase, and Dorn are winning re-election in the supervisorial district. Taking the propositions on the state issue, the Veterans Bond and Junior Colleges both are passing handily by a margin of about 3-2. City Proposition A for police bonds passing handily, this one about 2-1. Yes, 373,493 votes. No, 158,376. The city charter amendments for police overtime and police pensions, that's B and D, are passing. However, City Amendment C, which would transfer the operation of the Convention Bureau to a separate organization instead of having it handled by the Parks and Recreation Department, is losing 263,000 to 220,000. Moving on to the Superior Court positions, Griffith appears 330,000 votes. Joan Dempsey Klein with 256,000 and Mr. Biskerloos with 277,000 are reasonably close behind with some votes still to be counted. Superior Court number 55, Brown an easy winner over Lewis. In number 65, Dowd's a winner over Orloff. The election shows that most of the incumbents are winning. That's a hotly contested 2nd District race for Los Angeles County Supervisor. Kenneth Hahn appears to have retained his seat. The Democratic senatorial race, Alan Cranston, as predicted by the polls, an easy winner. Max Rafferty is not predicted by everyone's polls. A winner over Thomas Kuchel. That means it'll be Rafferty versus Cranston for the Senate seat this November. And in the presidential preference primary, Governor Reagan as the favorite son gets 100%. And the critically wounded Robert Kennedy, shot only moments after his acceptance speech, has 46% of the Democratic total as of 8 a.m. in KHJ, Los Angeles. J. Paul Huddleston, back to you.
Senator Robert Kennedy, shot and critically wounded last night at his Ambassador Hotel campaign headquarters, has come out of surgery now, and doctors saying it will be several days before they can ascertain what, if any, severe damage has been done to his brain by a bullet that had lodged there. There's a fragment of the bullet still remaining in the back of his neck, in the area near the brain, but they say this is not a major problem. They would not indicate at this time whether or not further surgery would be necessary. Senator Kennedy was operated on for the removal of that bullet that lodged in his brain at 3:15 this morning and then came out of surgery at 6:25. He was hit moments after he had declared a victory in the California Democratic primary. He was also wounded in the shoulder by a gunman who fired 8 bullets from close range as Kennedy left a crowd of cheering supporters at the Ambassador Hotel. 5 other persons were also wounded by the gunman. A suspect was quickly apprehended. Police say he refuses to give his name. The suspect is described as a white male, 25, 28 years old. The weapon used was a .22-caliber pistol. Police Chief Tom Redden has told us, as near as we can tell, there is only one person involved in the shooting. Redden said Senator Kennedy several times had refused offers of police protection while in Los Angeles. Although the senator had aides who helped him when necessary in crowds, none was regarded as a bodyguard. Kennedy was shot 4 years and 6 months after his brother, the late President John F. Kennedy, was slain by two bullets in a Dallas motorcade. That was back in 1963. President Johnson expressed the reaction of millions of Americans today to the shooting of Senator Robert Kennedy when he said there are no words equal to the horror of the tragedy, and the President added all American praise for his recovery. President Johnson has ordered secret service details assigned to guard other presidential candidates and has ordered a guard detail posted in Senator Kennedy's Hickory Hill home in Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. Congressional reaction was perhaps best summed up by Washington Senator Henry Jackson, who said, "The world has gone mad." Kennedy's adversaries in the Democratic presidential race, Senator Eugene McCarthy and Vice President Hubert Humphrey, have canceled their campaign plans for the day. Vice President Humphrey said his hopes and prayers are with Kennedy and the five other people injured in last night's shooting. Senator Kennedy had captured a victory at the polls in California. Earlier, he had won more than half of the votes in South Dakota's Democratic presidential primary. He defeated Humphrey and Senator McCarthy, who finished third in that balloting. So the latest is that following his operation, Senator Robert Kennedy is still in very critical condition, but doctors have not as yet come out to report to our man standing by at Good Samaritan Hospital, KHJ's Art Kennedy. 8:03 on KHJ. More details of this continuing story on KHJ from Bill Brown.
Now, John, reviewing that news conference by Frank Mankiewicz held a few minutes ago, he has stepped out of the hospital there and greeted an army of newsmen, including Art Kevin.
Secretary to Senator Robert F. Kennedy, talked to the newsmen gathered here at Good Samaritan Hospital. I'm going to play a tape recording made just a few minutes ago, and this will include, of course, the latest condition report on Senator Kennedy.
One fragment of the bullet has been removed from the head injury. There is still one bullet apparently somewhere in the back of his neck. Although this is not regarded as a major problem.
Now, Mankiewicz says the next few hours will be extremely critical for the senator.
In addition to the damage done by the bullet, there may have been an experiment of the blood supply to the mid-brain, which the doctors explained as controlling, or at least governing, a certain of the vital heart, eye track, level of consciousness, although not directly the thinking of processing. And the doctors say that the next 12 to 36 hours will be a very critical period.
Still in very critical condition at Good Samaritan Hospital. And we're still awaiting word from KHJ's Art Kevin on when the doctors might come out and report more details on his condition. So far, all the details that we've had have been the details from Mankiewicz, which you've just heard. There were five other persons who were injured in that shooting at the Ambassador Hotel at 12:15 a.m. this morning. Those wounded besides Senator Kennedy were Paul Sprade, a union official in Kennedy's party, Ira Goldstein, a radio newsman, William Weasel, a television newsman, Erwin Sproul, and Mrs. Elizabeth Evans. Mrs. Evans and Sprade suffered scalp wounds, while Sproul and Goldstein were hit in the leg. Weasel of Washington, D.C., was seriously hurt with a bullet to the stomach. When Kennedy left the ballroom podium moments before the shooting, he flashed his famous Kennedy smile, his victory speech to his supporters, and added serious proportions when he talked about violence here in the United States. We'll keep you abreast of all the latest details as we stand by on our vigil here on KHJ for further word on the condition of Senator Robert Kennedy. 8:06 on KHJ. The latest that we have from Good Samaritan Hospital and reporter Art Kevin. Doctors say it will be 2 or 3 days before they can ascertain what, if any, severe damage has been done to New York Senator Robert F. Kennedy's brain due to that bullet lodged there, fired at him at the Ambassador Hotel early this morning by an unnamed, so far unnamed, assailant. At the same time, reporter Kevin reports from Good Samaritan Hospital that it will be several hours before his general condition can be ascertained by the doctors, who completed some 3.5 hours of surgery this morning at 6:25. Kennedy underwent the surgeon's knife for the removal of that bullet from the brain at around 2:45 and was not out of surgery until about 6:25.